This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Hey dreamers, it's Ladder Day, where I help you achieve your dreams. That sounded like crap. Now,
no, it didn't. Hey, so are we bantering in this?
Or yes.
We're playing off each other. All right, cool.
Yeah, hold on, my mic is turned. Well, I don't know, it's peaking. You'll have to excuse the first time doing this.
Nervousing,
yeah. Is it way to be all nervous and negative, right? I mean, that's horrible on my part. No. We haven't even picked a topic yet.
this is typical. This is the first episode, so it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I just hope I don't leave a bad impression on your guests. Like, I don't want that guy.
Well, you're listening to your host, Joe Pardo, and I have a special co-guest host. I think I said that right. Tayo Roxon of the Nomad Podcast, right? Is that
As Told by Nomads?
As Told by Nomads. That so screwed that up. Okay. Well, I was close. I mean, I had the name. I mean, I had the main word.
Yeah, Nomads, the main word. You got it.
It's a great podcast where people who grew up third culture kids, which means
people that spent the formative periods of their lives outside of the parents' cultures. So that could be military kids, diplomatic kids like I am, or people that just travel all over the world and tend to identify with many cultures. Boom.
And where can people find that at?
They can do a search on Google As Told by Nomads. They can go to my website, tayoroxon.com. Plug, plug. Tayo Roxon, TayoRoxon, .com. And then I have all my stuff there.
Awesome. I mean, I've listened to the show. Unfortunately, I'm not a third culture kid, so I can't be on the show, but I know Tayo has been on this show. You probably just haven't heard it yet. I'm not sure when that is.
Oh, you just deleted me already.
Maybe we'll have this his episode come out before this comes out, so you can get to know a little more about Tayo. I mean, he lives in New York. Great guy. It was wonderful having him on the show. Can't wait till this episode comes out. Might already be out. We're not sure. But what I do know is, if you have any questions about what ladder to climb next on your journey to your dreams, please go to dreamerspodcast.com and hit the Write to Joe button at the top left corner of the website. I really want to hear from you, and I really want to help everyone and anyone I can achieve their dreams, whether it's through contacts or advice, everything. I mean, that's the whole point of this first episode of Ladder Day. You know, it's released on Wednesdays, which is hump day, and I really wanted... Well, it was originally supposed to be... I really wanted it to be on Saturday. That's why it's called Ladder Day.
we're still figuring this out. So.
Yes. But we're called... I'm going with Ladder Day because I really think that there's a lot of different ladders that you can choose from, which is like different paths that you would choose in your life, and you don't know necessarily which one to go. Or you're like me and you choose like 10 different hobbies and you just go at them ham.
Yeah. No, I mean... Hey, whatever works, right?
Yeah. I mean, doing that can be great because you can get skills that you wouldn't necessarily get by keeping your head down in one particular trade or skill or hobby. And then you come back and you look at it with fresh eyes and you're like, hey, I did something that, you know, I can apply to this hobby or this skill later on down the line. So, yeah, I really want to help people. And that's really the point of these episodes releasing on Hump Day.
All right.
Oh, okay. You didn't do it.
Fine, I'll do it. I'll do it next time. I don't know if we're doing that or not, because that's the problem when I can't see the image. I'm trying to feed up your vibe. But yes.
Oh, you see my camera's still not working?
It's like breaking up, but it's. I don't think it's your fault.
It's Skype's fault. I see me just fine, but I don't know.
No, I mean that's all that matters. You see you, so now
fix
now
your mess, Skype. Come on by yourself. You got how much money in the bank? It's not like you're broke.
No, but you're getting more comfortable as you're talking. I can tell you're nervous. You I don't but
Yeah, you start out nervous because I'm just ad-libbing here. I got no script like when I do these interviews.
Yeah, I see you just like, ah. No, but it's good. It's good. You're doing it.
So I want to answer questions on Latter Day. I want to have a topic, and we want to make each episode run, you know, 10 to 20 minutes, and I'd love to have co-guest hosts. So if you would like to be a co-guest host on this show, on these Latter Day episodes, again, go to dreamerspodcast.com, write to Joe, and tell me who you are, what you do, and how I can get in touch with you to be on the show. I'd love to have all kinds of guest co-hosts because I love having different perspectives from all around the world, as I do with my guests and my interviewees, which is the same thing.
So basically, let him know that you want to be a co-host.
Yeah, definitely. So we don't have any questions right now, unfortunately. I could have made it up. I could have lied. But I didn't.
But Joe, you know, you're an honest guy, so you know, we're just gonna do it off the cuff. And we do apologize if this is so unorganized, but we're gonna get it right for you.
Yes.
Bear with us.
I think they are. I think they're still listening.
Yeah.
I don't hear any crickets yet.
We didn't lose anyone, so that's good.
Okay, so the first topic of this Latter Day series is removing the words "I can't," which I think I used probably a couple times already in the opening.
Well, then this episode is for you, Joe. This is for you.
It really is. I think that you can jump in. You know, jumping in is what I do. That's why I'm nervous right now, if you can't tell.
No, you're doing a good job. But, you know, speaking up for this, you know, I can't. I believe it was Confucius that said, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. So if you believe that you can do something and you work at it, you probably get there. Actually, not probably. You will get there. And then if you say you can't, it's going to be your mindset, and then it's just going to creep into everything you do. So, you know, you just doing this is very commendable on your part.
This is why I have co-guest hosts on the show, because they are much smarter than me. I don't know it all, and I don't propose to know it all.
I think we're learning from each other, so that's what's happening.
Yeah, well, hey, isn't that what, I mean, being third culture is all about? Learning from other people from all around the world?
Learning from all people from all over the world.
You know, I've learned a lot starting the show up and meeting people literally from all around the world that I would never, ever get to meet otherwise, just because I'm not there. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not in Spain, or I'm not in Peru, or Brazil, or Canada, or Thailand, or, you know, Japan. Literally, I've probably been on every continent at this point, except, no, I think I've pretty much been on every continent with the show.
Antarctica? You've been to Antarctica?
Oh, yeah. No, not that one yet. But one of my guests from early on was like, hey, I want to go to every continent before I die. And she said that there is a cruise that goes to Antarctica in this, like, I don't know, 1 or 2 months out of the year or something like that.
Well, then have her Skype you from, you know, Antarctica, and then you can say you've been everywhere.
Yes.
And then you go, boom.
On all seven continents. There's seven continents, right? Not eight,
yeah, yeah. No, I think five. I think it's seven. It's, yeah, now I'm going to feel like I feel it in class. I think it's seven. Does that put me on the spot?
Yeah, we're learning everything. All kinds of stuff in this show. But getting back to the removing "I can't," I think that you're right dead on with the idea that if you put "I can't" into your thought process, you're setting yourself up to fail. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not trying is the quickest way to fail, that's for sure.
You and I, we both started the podcast based off of whim. I mean, I did mine literally, I think it was June, and now we're in September, and I just said, hey, I'm going to do this podcast then. And I reached out to all the people that I would interview, because I knew I wanted to build a backlog without actually knowing what a podcast was. So I just I just recorded it, but I didn't know what the process was. I didn't have any artwork or any of that, but I knew I was going to do it. So once I started, I knew I couldn't stop, because I had already promised them that it was coming out in the fall. So I had to really learn. So I think that's one of the things that happens when you say you can, because you start to get motivated and you're doing that. Now, if I had said I couldn't, I probably would have pushed it up and said, hey, you know, I don't know anything about podcasting. I probably need to pay this much money. I'm not this known. I'm not an internet celebrity, blah, 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 blah. And then probably never would have happened. And I never would have met you and would not be co-hosting the show. And I wouldn't be as nervous as I am today. But we're here today. So
what's some of the ways that we could tell people not to say "I can't"? I'm putting you on the spot for this one to start.
You know what? I was going to flip this question to you, but now you're going to... All right, are you still interviewing me or are we co-hosts of the show?
I'll give my answer after you give your answer.
All right, okay. What are some ways we can tell people not to have that mindset? Is that what the question was?
Yeah, I guess ways to conquer the I can't.
I mean, you got to start with the little things. I mean, a lot of things that you have your fears of, just start. I mean, even if it's taking that one first step. So, I don't know, name a fear. For me, it's snakes. And I don't know. This is something I can actually, but you can maybe go to a zoo, look at it there from there, or watch a TV show with that, you know, conquer that. I think the most important thing, anything that you say you can't do, is just to start. However bad it is, this podcast, this co-hosted thing, this is something that's new, but you're starting it, and it might be rough, it might be cool, it might not, we don't know how it's going to go, but you're starting it. And then this episode is going to vary so much from the 10th episode from this. I know I'm the guinea pig, but you will definitely be so much better and you'll be able to build more of a rapport. And it's all because you started, regardless of how nervous you are. So that's just one way. But now I'm flipping the question. I'm going to ask you, what is one thing that you could tell someone that says he or she can't to do?
Well, I got to start with what you said about breaking it down into smaller things. You might go and say, I can't start a podcast that is going to be, you know, 100,000 downloads in just a couple months and, you know, people are recognizing me and asking me to go to speak. That's a great goal to have in the future. And you might not. Going in with I can't, you know, not a great way to start out. Not a good foot to start on. But you break it down into something smaller. Okay, I want to start working on a format. What am I going to talk about? Who am I going to have on the show? Am I going to have anybody on the show? That just gets you started, and those are things you can do. You know, you not everybody could be John Lee Dumas, and you know, at least not overnight. And that's the thing, right? So you're right, you can't be John Lee Dumas, but you shouldn't want to necessarily be John Lee Dumas because you should want to be yourself.
Exactly.
Right from the get go. So, but that's, of course, that's just with podcasting. One good thing is that I could pull from is roller hockey. You know, when I started playing roller hockey, I didn't play roller hockey growing up. I mean, I played like in the street, you know, and that was like, that was just what we did. But 5 years ago, actually didn't even ask me. I invited myself to start playing on a team that a couple of my friends happened to be starting. And they were like, oh, have you played? And I'm like, no, I haven't skated in 10 years since like middle school. So we'll see how that goes. And I didn't say I can't. I just started practicing, skating back and forth in my garage, like back and forth. And it sucked because it was, you couldn't even get up any speed or anything. But the idea was just getting balance. Instead of saying I can't play roller hockey, I said, what can I do? I can start practicing. I can start going to pickup games. And over time, you know, I'm not a great player, but I also haven't been playing all my life.
Yeah.
I'm 6'2". I'm not 5'8", 5'10", where those guys are lower center of gravity. They weigh less. They're faster. They can puck handle better. They're not going to get knocked over as easily, even though I'm a big guy and I'm the one knocking them over. It's all starting with what I can do, not what I can't do.
Yeah. You know, and to go off what you said, I remember middle school, 6th, 7th grade, when I, you know, at first moved to a different country. It was in Burkina Faso. I'd moved from Nigeria, French speaking country, and I was looking for ways to connect with people, right? And back then, the only sport I knew was soccer or football. Well, the real football. But anyways, well, you know, that was the only sport I knew. But I started to notice that everybody else they knew how to play other sports. You know, roller hockey was one of them. Basketball is another. So what I did was I went to the library, and I was scared because I'd never played basketball. I went to the library and started studying the sport of basketball. I know this is an unorthodox way. So I studied the history of the game, some of the moves and all that. And then I started to, once I felt like I got enough of a handle of it, so I knew the rules and where it came from, I went to the best basketball player. As scared as I was, I said, hey, you know, could you teach me one, you know, like 30 minutes every day after school? He said yes. That grew into like 2 and 2s and 3 and 3s. But then something I didn't know that I could do, and I thought I was never going to be able to shoot or score a basket, became something that I was really good at. And now, you know, basketball is my favorite sport. It's just because I took that step. And it's because I overcame the fear of saying, you know, it's too overwhelming. It's a new sport. I'm already 10 years old. I've missed out from potential times that I could do that. So you just got to start. Just go ahead and do whatever your way is. If it's going through a book or magazine, do it. If it's watching videos on YouTube, find a way to learn. And that's the great thing about the digital age that we have now. The many platforms. There's almost no excuse for you to make your excuse, because every excuse sounds perfect to the person making them. So if you're saying, I can't learn French, really? Or, I can't do this. Is that true, really? So, I mean, YouTube, internet, blogs, people like Joe Pardo talking about your dreams, out there. The resources out there. You got to search for them. And then you realize that it's really up to you. That's just my 2 cents.
Well, I think that's a great way to end it, man. I really appreciate you rocking it. No pun intended.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I was named Roxon, by the way, because this moment was going to happen and I was going to rock it. But
definitely. You definitely did, man. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the first episode, and definitely going to have you on probably the next 2 episodes that aren't being recorded right now.
Yeah, they're not being recorded right now. And then, I hope, your audience got something from me, and I hope I wasn't too bad.
I highly doubt it. Well, again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. If you have any questions, because I would love to start reading, or I'll probably be setting up something where you could call in and leave a voicemail message, or go to the website and leave a voicemail message and play them back during the show. Just go to dreamerspodcast.com and hit write to Joe. And it's in the top left corner of the website. So please, 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 please do it. I really want to hear from everybody so we can get this going in a hurry. Thanks again for listening. And thank you again, Tayo.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.